Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
Journey into the Light Radio. I am your host, Nick Long, and we are very happy and honored to have all of you with us this Sunday evening. We have been off the air the last few weeks as me and my co-host, Michelle, have had a very busy last few weeks, which we will be discussing later in the show. But as always, we're always very, very thankful to all of our listeners here on Journey into the Light Radio each and every Sunday. We hope you have all been doing well as well, you and your families. And we are back tonight live for 90 minutes with me and my co-host, Michelle Fletcher. We have a great show in store for you tonight. And Michelle will be taking your calls for readings this evening. So if you would like to call in and speak with her, the phone lines are open. So please feel free to go ahead and call on in. That number is going to be 929-477-1684. That's 929-477-1684. Please just press the 1 on your phone after you have called on in, and it will show that you are wanting to come on the air and speak with us this evening. If you don't press the 1, it will just show you're wanting to listen tonight. So, again, I hope you all have had a great few weeks since we've been off the air. We are back, though. We are live every Sunday night, usually on 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for 90 minutes. If this is your first time listening tonight, we welcome you. We Journey into the Light Radio has been on the air for the last 11 years now, going back to 2009, when it was formerly hosted by my father, Michael Long, who, if you haven't heard, passed away in the early part of 2018. So me and Michelle have continued the show since then, and we are still on the air, and so, yes. So tonight, Michelle will be taking your calls for readings this evening. If this is your first time listening to the show or hearing Michelle, you are sure in for a treat tonight, as Michelle is a very gifted psychic medium. She has had the gift of mediumship ever since birth and has just grown it more and more ever since a child. Her gifts, you know, her gift of mediumship is really one of a kind and definitely, you know, in my personal opinion, the best that I have seen. Her ability to connect to the other side and to bring forth validations, only things you would know, has just been incredible. I have known Michelle over the last 11 years, and I am very blessed to call her a very dear friend of mine, and I have had readings with her myself throughout the years, and especially when my father passed 2 years ago, and that was a very tough time for me, as I know it was for a lot of his listeners as well, and helped me out tremendously through her validations, through her readings, you know, and she always uses the most up care, you know, compassion and love through her readings, and so, yes, we really invite you to call in if you've been thinking about getting a reading. I know sometimes it can be a little hesitant or whatnot, but we hope if you are ready, you will call in tonight and speak with Michelle. She's honestly one of the best. So also, you can find out more about Michelle on her website, which is mediummichelle.com, or on her Facebook at Michelle Fletcher. There you can find out much more about Michelle and find out, you know, different places that she's been. She used to be a very frequent guest out on iHeartRadio in San Diego when she lived there, and many other platforms. You can see her there and get find out more about her. So at her website at mediummichelle.com or on Facebook at Michelle Fletcher, and that is Michelle spelled with one L. Also, if you're listening for the first time tonight, all our shows are archived. So if you do get a reading tonight, it's a very great tool to use to rehear your reading anytime, 24/7. So a lot of times in the readings, a lot of information will come through, and, you know, sometimes not everything might hit right off the bat, or you might not remember, and so it's a great tool to go back to rehear your reading anytime, 24/7, right on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/journeyintothelight. And so with that, we're going to take a quick little break here. And on the other side, we will be joining with Michelle to see how she's been doing these last couple of weeks. And then we will be getting to your calls right here on Journey into the Light Radio.
I am very happy and delighted to announce that Journey into the Light Radio has now successfully been on the air for over 11 years now. It is a nonprofit organization dependent on listeners' contributions. 100% of your contribution goes towards the production cost of this show. We hope you will consider donating this evening. You may Venmo your contribution to Michelle Fletcher, or you may PayPal emailing to michellefletcher@me.com. That is Michelle spelled with one L. Both myself and Michelle appreciate your support and always thank you for being a part of our show each and every Sunday right here on Journey into the Light Radio.
For this wide-eyed wanderer, there
And welcome back here on Journey into the Light Radio. I'm your host, Nick Long, and I want to thank everyone that just joined us there over the break. As I was saying at the top of the hour tonight, me and my co-host, Michelle Fletcher, are live tonight taking your calls. Michelle will be taking your calls for mediumship readings. So if you would like one, we invite you to call in. That number is going to be 929-477-1684. That is 929-477-1684. We hope you all have been staying safe and doing well during this time that we're going through. And I know it's been a lot to deal with at times. And so, we just want to, before we get the show started, take just a minute of silence here to think about those who have, been really affected by what's been going on in the world and their families. So we're just taking a minute of silence here to think about those, and we will be back here in just 1 minute. Alrighty. And so, as I was saying, we're live tonight with Michelle. If you would like a reading tonight, the phone lines are open. The call-in number is going to be 929-477-1684. And with that, let's go ahead and bring on my co-hosts for the evening. And let's hope, ask if you can all join me in giving a big warm welcome back to our co-hosts and our good friend, Michelle. Welcome back, Michelle.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
How are you?
I am doing good, and it's good to hear your voice. I know it's been a few weeks, and I know
your voice too.
Yes, thank you. And I know during this time, you have had some good news happen over there with a new grandbaby. I heard, huh?
Yeah.
Very exciting. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh, she's a little precious thing. Yeah. So we have a new member of the family, and her name is Charlie. And she's the cutest little thing ever. So I am now a grandmother to two. Actually, combined grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh no. I was just saying, wow, congratulations, and you know, how does it feel to be a grandmother of two? Do you ever think you would live to see the day?
No. No. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. I did not know love until I had grandchildren. So absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm. And so yes, I've seen some pictures you shared, and they really are precious little things.
Yeah.
And so yes, well, Michelle, we appreciate you taking your time out of the week and joining us here on Journey into the Light on Sundays. We know, you know, been off the last few weeks, and with everything going on in the world, and tonight I think we're just going to spend a little a few moments talking about how we've been handling the world currently, you know, mentally and emotionally, and
mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, mm-hmm. I'll let you start if you want, how you've been doing the last few weeks.
Well, I can tell you, I certainly never expected it. Just because I'm intuitive, some people think that I know everything, which is ridiculous. I don't know everything, and it's sort of being a medium and intuitive, I get a window into certain things. And so I don't get to know it all, and I'm on a life journey just like anybody else, and I'm learning and growing just like anybody else. So I try not to be completely in tune with what's happening in the world, because I am extremely empathic, and it could totally just wipe me out. So I have to inform myself and know what's going on, but I can't just completely lose myself in it and be completely immersed and involved in it all, because I am extremely sensitive. And if I tuned into it all, the sadness of the earth right now would be, it could be enough to destroy me. I could get very sick, very weak. So I have to take it in stages. And I think for the most part, I know for all the listeners, Nick and I have talked about repeatedly staying out of fear and what that means to stay, definitely be in action and take care of yourself and your family and make sure to prepare, hope for the best. Expect, what's that saying? Expect the worst, hope for the best. Nobody
right.
really knows how this is all going to play out. We hope and pray that it'll be over at the end of April, that's what they're suggesting. I personally don't see it being over. I certainly don't think we're just going to go back to our regular lives the way it was, because there's no way. There's no way it's ever going to go back to the way it was, just like 9/11 changed us. So will this. We may have normal lives again, but it won't ever be the same. It can't be. It's impossible.
Right.
So, there's a lot of, there's some things, to pay attention to the positivity that is also happening in the world. So a lot of people are coming together, helping one another. There's a lot of love, a lot of comfort. People are finally letting go of the busy world, and they're spending quality time with family because they have to. And so there's so much good that's coming out of this, as well as pain and suffering and agony and so much fear, fear of losing your job, fear of getting sick. Like it's just mm-hmm. now is the time. I don't want to, like, now is the time to really practice staying in the present moment and not allowing all of the fear to just overcome you and overtake you. So now more than anything is the time to stay out of the fear, get into the present moment, and work on your spirituality and things that Nick and I have talked about for years on the show. And I mean, there's no, this to me presents an opportunity to transcend and evolve yourself.
And yes, I think that very well said. You know, there's always a, you know, opportunities and different, you know, definitely positive, you know, stuff that can yield from it. You know, I agree. You know, I think, you know, like you said, just after 9/11, I mean, you know, the way we dealt with security, you know what I mean? What has totally mm-hmm. changed, you know, whether it was airport, you know, it probably was for the better, you know what I mean? We were extra secure and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, you know, and I kind of think possibly, you know, like you said, you know, the same with healthcare, you know, we might, you know, come out of this more prepared, you know what I mean? For the future ahead. And so yes, mm-hmm. you know, I agree. And I, you know, with what you said about, you know, spending time and, you know, really trying to stay in the present and, you know, transcend and, you know, and spiritually and, you know, and I know I've, you know, definitely been, you know, doing that as much as I can. And, you know, and also, you know, just trying to, you know, keep with, you know, normal routine activities as much as possible. You know what I mean? You know, as far mm-hmm. as whether, you know, different hobbies you do or et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, or even, you know, going out in the yard and, you know, on a nice day can really, you know, can really help. And so, but yes, there has been a bunch of positive stories out there from people, you know, doing some really incredible, you know, and really inspiring things, you know, during this time, helping out and uplifting people. And so, yes, so I definitely think there is, yeah. You know, good amount of positive stuff as well out there. And so,
yeah, I mean, I do want to encourage everybody to definitely prepare and be in action. So, you know, stay in the present moment and be in action. But you can be in action without being consumed in the fear. So,
right.
Try as best you can. I know for myself, for the most part, I'm able to stay out of fear, but I do slip into fear at times, but that's not where I live mm-hmm. for the most part.
Right.
For the most part, I'm not fearful, but sometimes if I see certain news or I see a certain anything that is alarming, or if I go on YouTube and I see the videos coming out of New York, I could completely go into fear and just
mm-hmm.
complete sadness and fear. So, and I think mm-hmm. that's normal. I mean, I don't think we have never ever seen anything like this in our lifetimes ever. We've seen little tiny pieces of this in China with SARS and MERS. But we have never, ever, the globe, the planet has never been through anything like this. Never. The plague, but I mean, in modern day, modern times, we've never seen anything like this. So it's a bit of a shock. Mm-hmm. So I think it's normal to kind of go in and out of the fear. And mm-hmm. then obviously, if you know people that are really affected and, you know, people that have passed on because of Corona, you know, that's going to cause you to be very afraid and also very sad for those people. I don't know about you, but I have acquaintances and friends of friends, you know, that I hear about that are passing away. And people that, friends of friends, no one directly in my immediate family, but friends that are in the hospital because of corona. So, and then I do want to encourage anyone that if you do know somebody who's passed from corona and you know the family and they're really hurting, please then give them that. I'm primarily a medium. That's my, the gift that I have is being able to connect with those that are on the other side. And I would not even charge for a session for anyone that would like to talk to me that lost someone. That's my contribution. So if you know of someone, a family that is hurting because they've lost someone because of COVID, I'm offering my services for no charge.
So, well, that's very, very, very kind, Michelle. And thank you for sharing that with us all. And so, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, listeners, if you would like to find out more about Michelle and or to contact her, you can certainly do so on her Facebook at Michelle Fletcher or on her website at mediummichelle.com. And that is Michelle spelled with one L. And so with that, Michelle, we thank you for discussing that with us. As we always do a topic each week. And we thank you for sharing you know, what you've been going through and all that. And so thank you again. And so now we are going to switch gears here now to the callers for the remaining time of the show. So if you'd like to call in and speak with Michelle, the phone lines are open. That number is going to be 929-477-1684. Please just press the 1 on your phone after you have called in, so it will show you're wanting to come on and speak with us tonight. And these readings are going to be about 5 minutes in length, give or take. And we ask if you do have one question ready for Michelle, as we are on the radio, and we are limited on time. And when I bring you on, just please state your first name and where you're calling from. And Michelle, is there anything you'd like to let the callers know tonight before we get going?
Sure. When I take your call, you just want to state your name and where you're calling from, and then have your one question ready. If you are wanting to speak to a loved one on the other side, I need three things: their first name, the relationship to you, and like the year or how long it's been since they passed. And I only ask for those things because we're still limited on time and I don't have time to, it just would help me to connect. If we were meeting privately, I wouldn't want any information, but that's just to help so I can quickly identify the person and connect you. And then, if you are wanting to ask a question, if you're wanting to contribute to Nick and I in our conversation this evening, if you just want to share a story, whatever the reason, please feel free to call in. And that we also ask that when you do call in, please have an open mind, an open heart, and come from the heart. We ask that you put doubt aside, any kind of negativity. We just want to stay really positive so that you can have a positive experience, and an open heart, an open mind, and we thank you for that. And let's see, any questions? If you are on your own spiritual path and you have a question regarding your spiritual journey, you may ask that. Feel free to ask anything, and I'll do my best to assist and help in any way that I can. And that's it.
All right. Very good. Thank you for that, Michelle. And with that, let's go ahead and go to our first caller of the evening tonight. And that is going to be from the area code of 216. Welcome to the show. You are on the air with Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this evening?
Congratulations on your grandbaby.
Thank you. Little Miss Charlie.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, just taking it day by day. That's all you can do. But you're so right. You can't get all nutsy over it. You know what I mean?
Stay out of fear as much as possible, but I know sometimes it's not always possible to stay out of fear. So as long as you're trying.
I will say this. Yeah, I'm getting 8 hours of sleep at night. I've never done that.
Well, that's a positive thing.
That is the first, because ever, I'm not kidding, it was seven. Let me say seven, between seven and eight. I do have a life question. I was offered a job.
I don't think we got your name.
No, we did not.
Sharon. And I'm calling from the state of Ohio. Yeah, from Ohio.
Hi, Sharon. I recognize your voice. I feel like you probably called before.
I did. I called in January when my dad passed away.
Oh, okay.
It's been a few months. Yeah, it's been a few months. Yeah. I was offered a job, and to be totally honest with Michelle, I did not think I was going to get this job with everything that was going on. But they decided to start me off working at home, and then after this all blows over, I'll go into the office. Because it really isn't. Yeah, it's at a bank, so they most of them work in the office. But obviously, it's going to change, I'm sure, after this. Do you feel this job is going to work out? I'm just so – I've never worked at home before, Michelle, and I am a little nervous about it.
I think it's going to work out for a long time.
A really good job.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely you're a duck out of water working in isolation. So – one thing I wanted to say during, you know, when Nick and I were talking was during this time, we need to really be harvesting our soul life lessons. And so especially during this time, we should be reaping in and seeing very clearly our soul's lessons and taking it in and learning and growing. Like, this is an accelerated, rapid growth right now. And for whatever reason, pain and suffering excels that within us, where we are propelled to grow by leaps and bounds. And with that, Sharon,
okay,
I want to go to your right hip. I'm very empathic, and I'm connected to some pain or something pulled there on the right side of you.
Yeah, I heard it doing sit-ups. Don't laugh, but it's much better.
Okay.
Sit-ups at home. So I did
it.
Isn't that crazy?
I think I'm just kind of helping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think energetically I'm just kind of helping with that. Also, Dad is with us in spirit, and there is a lot of stress in your shoulders. He shows me that he rubs your shoulders, and that's so sweet to me.
Okay.
Energetically, so really with you. And then – as far as the job's concerned, I think your challenge is, I think it's going to be for the long haul. You're going to be in this job for a long time. And then, but being, you know, isolated at home, it's because you're not getting the reinforcement that one needs to feel really good about a new job. And that's what has you kind of.
Yeah. And just loading in all because I'm getting a laptop from the company, and that's all new to me. But they have a help desk that you have to call the help desk to help, you know, to ask the help, just and store it in and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all new to me, but I'm going to do it. I'm telling you, I deserve this job.
Now, you used to be a smoker.
Yes, I did, but I quit.
Well, did you recently quit? It just doesn't
seem
that long to me.
I did recently quit in January.
Okay, well, there's a huge congratulations to you. And I think you feel a lot better and have more energy.
I know. There was a job. And you know what's so funny? My body just can't take it. I was not a pack a day a smoker, maybe four or five at the most. But since we were not
working.
But
your body can't even handle that. Your body can't even tolerate that.
I know that. My body just
can't. That's hardly anything. And it was rejecting it.
A good point.
Yeah.
But a lot of the jobs that I'm applying for are tobacco free, and I thought, Sharon, you've got to quit. Don't put yourself in. You need a job. So that's yes, I did quit. It's very new to me, and it's very hard, but I'm sticking with it.
Well, keep sticking with it. Also, nicotine gum. I don't know if you've tried that.
I did on my own, cold turkey, chewing gum. I chew gum.
That's why I'm chewing the gum. Okay. It's not nicotine gum. It's just regular gum. Yeah. Okay.
It's regular gum.
That
regular,
makes sense to me.
But overall, this is
okay.
A good choice. Yeah, the job's going to work out.
Yeah,
thank
I
you.
Think this is, I think it's great. I think, and wonderful
I know,
job
into
on.
The new, this is definitely a new thing for me, but I'm going to succeed. I know it. Thank you so much, okay?
You're welcome.
Thank you
call
for calling
back. I love hearing from you, Sharon.
Stay healthy.
Yes, you too.
You as well. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All righty. Very great reading there, Michelle. And listeners, if you'd like to, my co-host Michelle does offer private readings, which are much more in-depth and in-length than we could ever get to here on the show. So if you'd like to find out more about that, you can certainly do so on her Facebook at Michelle Fletcher or at her website at mediummichelle.com. And that is Michelle spelled with one L. And with that, let's go ahead and go to our next caller tonight. It will be from the area code of 707. Welcome to the show. You are on the air with Michelle.
Hi, Michelle, and hi, Nick. How are you doing?
Hey,
how
well.
Are you doing?
And who's this?
Hi, this is Valerie, California.
Hi, thank you for calling tonight.
Yes, thank you. I just want to make a comment and then a question. I was trying to get back into the medical field, but now I see why that door didn't open.
Oh my goodness!
Yes. I kept wondering why isn't that door opening? It's not opening, but it's a blessing because you know I would be in the hospital right now.
Right. So, that's amazing.
Yeah, not in a hospital, but working. But.
Yeah, I hear you. And Valerie, uh-huh. Have you called our show before?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
Your voice is very familiar to me, too.
Uh-huh. And I was just wondering if I'm still on track to meet Mr. Wright towards the end of the year.
And you had asked that question before when you called?
Yes, I did.
I mean, I definitely feel like you still are on track to meeting Mr. Wonderful. So, I feel like it's a ways out, and I don't remember your reading, but I feel like I said the same. I said that to you when you called about this before.
Right. You said the end of the year, towards the end of the year of this year.
Yeah, it's a ways. That's still the same thing that I'm seeing. So, but I want you to, and there's somebody around you in the spirit world that passed through illness, like I want to say cancer. Who is it? Who's on the other side that was sick with cancer and passed?
There's several.
Okay, I'm connecting to a grandmother type figure. I don't think she's a mother. I think she's more grandmother-ish to me.
Okay.
So, you know, during this time that we're all going through what we're going through on the planet, our loved ones do draw closer because they know what's happening. They know what's going on. So she just wants you to know she's with you.
Okay.
She's a very spiritual lady. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay. So she's telling you to dig into your spirituality. And it's a difference between religion and spirituality. She's not,
right.
I think she could have been religious, but after passing, she is more spirit. She understands what religion was all about when she lived.
Right.
But so she's telling you to dig in deep to your spirituality, which means what I said earlier is getting your life's lessons right now.
Getting my life.
And then soul comes to earth with a blueprint of your soul lessons.
Right.
And so as you carry on with your journey in life, there's certain pivotal moments where we are seen very clearly and we harvest or we reap all of our soul's lessons. So, and that's what she's saying. So, but as far as Mr. Wright, I'm seeing all the same things that I said before coming toward the end of the year. But I do think there's other stuff, like other conversations, other people that you'll be talking to. There's a lot of other activity that isn't the one. Does that make sense?
Oh.
In other words, you're not just kicking back and waiting. Like you are, I feel like you should be, or you are actively talking to people.
Right now, no, I haven't been. Everybody's, you know, in the house and pretty much
on lockdown. Yeah. But yes, there's stuff online, and I just think that it's not like super silent. There's people that you will be talking to. You're not just like waiting around until the end of the year. Does that make sense?
Right.
Like, oh, well, the medium said do nothing until the end of the year. No.
No.
You need to get out there and start opening doors.
Yeah, that's good. Now, the virus thing, do you see that calming down?
The what thing?
The virus that's going on now.
You know, Nick and I spoke before we did the show this evening, and I'm not going to answer questions that have to do with predicting the virus. No fault on you. I just can't answer on that.
Yeah, I was just trying to wonder how long this quarantine is going to go.
I will say one thing about it. I don't think it's going to end April 30th. I think it will be extended.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's something we all know. We already all know that it's not going to end April 30th. We're in it for the long haul.
I agree. Okay, Michelle and Nick, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in tonight.
We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, have a good night.
Thank you.
All righty, another great reading there, Michelle. And listeners, if you'd like to call in to Michelle and speak with us and get a reading from Michelle, you still have time to do so. That number to call in is 929-477-1684. And with that, let's go to our next caller tonight. I'll be from the area code of 347. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York.
Oh, hi, Tanika from New York. Goodness, how are you doing in New York? Can you please give us a report?
It's scary. It's just scary. Like, you always have to wear a mask, and I'm still at work, and I work in a medical facility, and you have to wear a mask there, and we're trying to, like, encourage patients to, like, just do video calls and not come in for an actual office visit, but a lot of people don't want to, and a lot of people are elderly, so they know nothing about using a video call in their phone, so it's just scary. Like, it's scary.
Yeah.
And my town is, like, one of the towns that has the highest cases, so it's just really scary.
Well, we appreciate your service and your hard work. Can I ask you what you do there in the hospital?
Yes, I used to be a pharmacy tech, but right now I'm clerical in a cardiology area.
Oh, okay, I see. So you're there, you're in the hospital, but you're not caring for sick patients.
No, I take them in and, like, check them in, ask them questions, check them out, rebook appointments and stuff.
Gotcha.
They spend a lot of time, like, in front of me.
Right, okay. There's still, obviously, there's a risk. I mean, well, thank you for that, and we hope that you will be very safe and healthy, and, you know, we'll keep you in our thoughts and our prayers. And with that,
thank
you. Go ahead and ask your question.
Thank you so much. The job that I'm actually at, the medic facility, I came there like the end of November. It's still kind of new to me. I'm not sure if I'm still on probation or not. But I don't know if you can see whether or not I'm going to do well and stay at this job or if I'm going to leave either by my choice or not by my choice.
No, I don't think that.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, the phone just cut out when you started talking. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry too. So that's what I feel in my heart is that you're going to stay put for a long time here at
this
position. And it seems like besides the virus, it's a good fit. And I feel like the money is where you need it to be. I just feel like everything is good except, you know, the fear of the virus. Does that make sense?
It does. You know, the reason I ask is because I'm not particularly, like, treated nicely there. Like, there's people who have been here for, like, 25, 15 years. And
that's going to pass.
They don't like me very much. They're not nice to me.
I think that's going to blow over and pass. I think the stress of everything that's going on, you know, everyone is just, and I know this probably started even before the virus.
Yeah, when I first started, they've been that way to me.
Yeah, I think, Danica, you're doing the very best that you can, and I think that you're not reacting to what's happening, which is helping. So I think if you just continue to not react to what's happening, I think it's going to blow over. I really do. I think there's bigger problems. You know, stop the pettiness. I just think it's going to blow over.
Okay. Okay. That's good to know.
And I mean, I do have loved ones in the spirit world. They're not going to tell me who they are, but I'm sensing them and. It feels very strongly to me that you're to stay put for now. Because even though there is a risk, I still feel you're safe. Everything is, protocol is perfect. You have what you need.
Okay. All right. I'll try to stick it out longer then and follow your advice.
Well, just be very careful and do what you need to do to stay healthy. And I think you know better than any of us what you need to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You guys too, stay healthy also.
Okay, well, thank you.
We appreciate
you calling in, Danica.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah, stay safe, all right. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Alrighty. And so we're going to take a quick little break here. But before we do, Michelle, do you mind letting the listeners out there know the best ways they can find out more about you and or to get a hold of you?
Sure. You can go to my website, which is michellefletcher.com. I'm sorry, it's mediummichelle.com with one L. And then if you want to connect with me on Facebook, that is Michelle Fletcher on Facebook with one L.
All righty. Very well. Thank you for that, Michelle. And we're going to take a quick break here, but we will be back on the other side continuing to take your calls right here on Journey into the Light Radio.
But now I know the meaning of
here to Journey into Light Radio. We're in the middle of a live show tonight with me and my co-host, Michelle Fletcher, taking your calls for readings this evening. If you would like to call in and speak with Michelle, the phone lines are still open. The number is 929-477-1684. It's 929-477-1684. Please just press the 1 on your phone after you have called on in. And let's go ahead and bring back on Michelle. Welcome back, Michelle.
Good to be back.
Yes, thank you, thank you. And with that, let's go ahead and go to our next caller tonight. We'll be from the area code of 561. Welcome to the show. You are on the air with Michelle.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello, thank you for calling in tonight. Who's this?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hello. I was calling to see, do you see me moving anytime soon, please?
I don't see an immediate move. I feel like it's going to be a ways out. I feel like a ways out. It's going to be a while. Stacey, I just don't, I see you staying put.
Okay.
Now, I'll try to get a little more here for you. The coronavirus kind of put you back. You were already wanting to move and leave, and it feels like very aggravated energy to me when I tune into this, like almost ADD type energy. I don't know how else to explain it. It just seems very intense, and that it's like gotta go, want to go, and then this happens, and then no. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Pull your energy back to you. So when you feel that, do you understand the type of energy that I'm explaining? It feels very rapid, very edge, like you're on edge or something. It almost feels like anxiety, like a severe case of anxiety. You understand? I'm just trying to explain the energy that I'm picking up on.
Yeah.
Okay, so when that happens and when you're feeling that anxiety, you want to sit still and clear your head and pull your energy inward instead of outward. It means you're either in the past or the future. But you're not in the present. And so I'm just trying to give you a tool to help you because it alleviates some of this anxiety because it seems like it's causing a lot of suffering in your life. And I don't want that to happen. So I just want to give you some tools here. Whenever you're feeling this anxiety, it's because you're in the past or you're in the future. You're either worried about the past or you're worried about the future. So and the anxiety has you wanting to move, but I just feel like spirit wants to keep you right where you're at for now. You are going to move, but it just got delayed.
Yeah, I realized that.
No. When was the last time? Do you ever take like bus service or public transit? Or why do I see that vision with you?
Who? Public public transit?
Yeah, or a bus or some kind of public transportation.
No, I took the train, but that's about it.
When was that?
December, January.
Okay, I don't know how this vision is fitting in with your question. I think that for me, it's just validating that I'm right about staying put.
Yeah.
And then I see you on this train again. That's exactly when I see public transportation trains. Okay. What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I'm not going on a train at this moment in time. I took the Amtrak to another state. I was going to visit someone, but I was planning on going probably in the next 4 weeks, but not anymore.
Oh, because of what happened. Okay.
Yeah.
Because of the virus.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why I'm seeing the vision of you on the train, is just acknowledging that you're not going. You won't be going on the train or any kind of public transportation for that matter. So, yeah, it's just you were going to, so that somehow I just connected with that for whatever reason. I don't even know why.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I hope that helps you a little bit. I think just stay put and get really comfortable where you're at for now.
Yeah, I know. Okay. All right, thank you so much.
You're
all right,
so welcome.
Thank you for calling in tonight.
Uh-huh.
Have a good night. All righty. Great reading there. And Michelle, if you are interested after this is over to moving down here, down south, we'll be looking forward to your arrival. If you have any aspirations of moving, that got delayed.
I don't have any plans of leaving the ranch for quite a while.
Not even for the Southern Hills. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
so yeah,
especially tornado weather coming up. Let's hope those tornadoes suck up all of the virus out of the atmosphere.
Right. We're just a month under a month away from our big month, the big showdown, they call it.
That's your next visualization. That's your next visualization, is to visualize the tornadoes taking with them the virus.
Right. And so yes, you know, we're you know, they put out, you know, the spring seasonal map of the most you know, moderately active or very active areas this season, the spring season for tornadoes. And surprise, surprise, we were right in the dead middle of the very active area. So, you know.
Should come out here,
you know,
for those ones.
Right. People around here joke, you know, to people who, like, are either visiting here or some people who, you know, or if they recently moved here, you know, at noon, they do like the 12 o'clock noon bell on Saturdays, and, you know, kind of joke and say, you know, you won't just be hearing that on Saturdays here soon. You know, because it's the same as the tornado sirens.
Right.
But yeah. So just a little light humor, but yeah. So so let's go ahead and go to our next caller tonight. It's going to be from the area code of 863. Welcome to the show. You are on the air with Michelle.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia. Thank you
from Florida.
Hello. Well, it's funny, I was calling with the same question as the last caller. I was thinking about relocating. Not sure if I should stay in the state. I'm kind of fickle about like where. It's like the where hasn't really, solidified yet. My daughter lives in Kansas, and she would like me to move there.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
Julia, let me just break it down for you. It's pretty simple, and it's actually the same exact answer as the other one. I feel like you definitely want to be closer to your daughter, and you were all planned and ready to do this move. I think for you to try to move during a pandemic is going to put too much fear into you. I feel like you feel safe where you're at. I think to make this huge adjustment and this huge move would put you over what you can tolerate. It would put you over your threshold, if you know what I mean. I just think you're perfectly fine where you're at for now. I think you will make this move. I think it's just going to be delayed. By four months.
Okay, so toward the end of the year.
Does that make sense, what I said?
Yeah. And I didn't think I would be moving like any time like until everything sort of settles back down.
Settles down.
I was thinking it would be like the second half of the year, the last quarter of the year, something like
that. I think you're spot on. I think you don't even need me to tell you. I think you know exactly what you're going to do. And you know exactly what I was talking about as far as if you tried to do it any time sooner than that, it's too much. You particularly need to feel safe.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I've had a lot of fear and anxiety with everything that's going on. So,
yeah.
I mean, I try
so
not to go there,
No, and we will slip, but for the most part, you are doing the best that you can to stay out of the perpetual fear. And I think that's wonderful. And just like myself, I'll have some, I'll flip into it, and then I have to remember, no, I'm okay. And I mean, it really is, everything is happening for a reason, and it's our lower selves. I don't know if you understand that, what I'm saying. It's the lower self that gets afraid, because the lower self doesn't understand what's happening.
Yeah. So you feel that moving to Kansas would be the best place?
Yeah, I definitely do, but not anytime soon.
So. Okay, I just wanted to confirm that it would be a good thing to actually move there. So, okay, good. Okay, well, good. That's
thank you.
A relief.
Thank you for calling the show.
Good.
And yeah, I told you what you already knew. Imagine that.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, reassurance is a good thing. So, thank you.
Okay, good.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for
calling.
Take
care, you guys.
Thank you for calling in tonight. Alrighty, great reading there, Michelle. And we're going to take a quick little break here, but we'll be continuing with your calls right here on the other side, right here on Journey into the Light Radio. Thank you.
And welcome back here on Journey into Light Radio. We're live here on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for 90 minutes. We hope this show gives you a place of comfort and peace to unwind from the busy world and to get ready for the week ahead. We're on here on Sundays at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern with my co-host, Michelle. And let's go ahead and bring back on Michelle. Welcome back, Michelle.
Good to be back.
Yes, thank you. And with that, let's go ahead and go to our next caller tonight. It will be from the area code of 303. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with Michelle.
Hi there. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hello.
You need the name and the state? Where we're calling from?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Sure, name and where you're calling from. Thank you.
You're welcome. My name is Allison, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Hi, Allison. How's Arizona?
Hi. Well, depending on what part of Arizona you're in, but the best weather we get all year is right now.
Oh, wonderful. And people are in good spirits and...
Yeah. I'm outside walking right now. So it's the best time of year to be outside. Another 2 months and it'll hit 100 and it'll go up to 115 pretty fast. So that's a whole different.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be outside now, let me tell you.
Right. Well, enjoy.
I do. We all do. All of us know that the good time is coming, is going to end real fast.
Yeah, and then we really will be isolated in the house.
That's the worst part about it is that nobody wants to be outside walking around when it's 115 degrees or 16 or whatever. And it's
cooped in,
people
cooped up
start
in
really,
the house altogether.
Yeah, the homicide rate is going to climb. And domestic violence and all that. People trapped inside. Anyway,
good
that's not what I'm calling. Yep. It's reality. It is reality. I would like to know if I can get a contact from the other side. It would be my preference if somebody on the other side has a message for me at this time of kind of a big transition.
For sure.
I can give you a name, or whatever works for you.
No, let's just see. Let's just see who's here. I don't need any information. I just want to see how many heads there are. They're going to start trickling in here. I want to get more information before I start telling you. I've definitely already got a couple. Do you understand the name Stan, S-T-A-N?
No.
Okay, what is the S-sounding name? So I have a gentleman. He has pretty wavy, kind of curly hair. He's very smiley, very much a jokester, happy. He's at peace, just a real friendly guy coming forward. I can't tell if he's a family member. I don't think so. I think he's more of a friend because he's not coming in on either mom or dad side. He is kind of coming in on mom's side. I can see him poking around from mom's side. So there might be a relationship between mom and this man. But I want to ask you what the S name is. Do you have any idea?
No, my father's S
name
started with an S, but my dad's name started with an S, but he definitely is not the personality you just described at all. There's nothing. There's nothing. He's the total opposite
I'll get my wires. I'll get my wires crossed where I think one soul is saying their first name when it really is the name of a different soul. So it's not always perfect in the way that the information comes through. I am going to say the S is your dad, but not connected to this man. Do you see the difference?
Okay. Yeah.
So it just doesn't quite work that perfectly where there's a man here and the S is your dad. So let's see here. But you have no idea who this man is.
No clue.
He's a bit overweight, kind of chunkier kind of guy. He has big, like, cheeks are full, and I mean, he's coming through like he just knows you. He's waving.
Wow.
Like, so it may come to you later, you know, who this could be. No. Do you have a brother?
I do not.
Okay. And I just heard brother. Does your dad have a brother? I have to place the brother.
No, he was an only child.
Okay, I have to place the brother. If I hear it, there's a reason I'm hearing it.
Okay.
Yeah, your dad had a very dry sense of humor. Do you understand that?
He had an incredibly dry sense of humor. Very, very.
Yeah, and he could say the meanest things, but he would think it was funny.
He was not.
Do you understand
that?
Oh.
No, not mean. No, that was not his sense of humor. He was very witty. Very, very witty, very dry sense of humor, but you would never call it mean.
Yeah, but it was
quite,
okay,
it was
so
quite,
maybe I'm using the wrong
word. But it was
word.
like it was quite, you know, like any good comic, you know, like Jerry Seinfeld, I'm just kind of giving the first example, you know, they just nail people, you know, they just nail situations. They just do it in a really funny way. It can come off as.
Right, but it could hurt somebody's feelings
maybe.
If they were. There was a sensitive person, it could come across as, to that sensitive as being mean.
Right.
You know, maybe not to you or to others, but if he's trying to joke to someone who's very sensitive, it could come across that way.
Right.
So it's kind of being insensitive. And then I want, are there any teachers in the family? Maybe not in the schoolroom, but I just seem like there's a lot of people who like to teach in the family, but I don't think in a classroom setting. Does that make sense?
No, actually, I'm kind of thinking about my family history, what I know about it. It's kind of surprising that that's probably some. It's kind of funny now that I think about it. You know, like I don't know a single person who fit that category, like what I would call maybe informal teacher or, you know, non-certified teacher. There's nobody who really is in that category. It's really strange. I've never really thought about that before until, but there isn't really anyone that fits that modality.
As far as teaching as in life lessons or it's not even informal teaching. You're cooking, you want to teach how you're cooking or.
Yeah,
if you're good at something, you want to teach on anyways. So
right. I understand what you're saying. Instructor, kind of like an instructor.
Well, just enjoy. Like for me, I'm a teacher. You can hear it in my voice. I love to teach. If I have some grandkids over, I'm going to show them what I'm doing and teach them how to do it.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by teaching, showing and. Okay. So, you know, not formal classroom settings. So
no,
I feel like your dad was could be a little bit like that.
Oh, he was a very good instructor. He could be a very good instructor if he so chose to do that. But only for a very specific kind of student. He would not tolerate most students these days. He would waste his time. Yeah, but he definitely had that ability.
I just feel like he had a lot of knowledge and a lot of things to pass on.
So that's what
I mean by teaching.
Very good. Yeah. He could be. He did not do it much, but he certainly had like an innate ability to do it.
Yeah. I mean, if he was really good at something, you would probably want to pass that information on, but not to just anyone.
Correct.
For anyone who wanted to hear it, but he wouldn't waste his time on.
He would not waste his time with lazy people.
Right. So he's very practical.
Yes, he was.
So the message here, Allison, is he is here with you, and you need to know that. And
yeah.
He's with you during this time of severe stress. And I feel like you have been through the stress, and like all of us, you're coming out of it. You're in shock. You kind of go through waves just like the rest of us. So he just wants you to know that he is here with you. And he's kind of in your ear about things, what reminds you of things. You probably don't recognize him, but he comes into your mind as like, don't forget this, make sure to do that. So he's helping you with like the practical things of everyday life. But you may not know that because you are probably hearing it in your own voice, whatever mm-hmm. it is that you're missing or forgetting. But it's the voice of, it's him.
Okay.
So, and that's how he chooses to help his daughter. Okay.
He's, you know, he doesn't hang around much, and but he was an extremely pragmatic, down-to-earth, grounded kind of man.
Mm-hmm.
Very reasonable and reasoning, high intellect.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
This whole coronavirus thing has not affected me. I mean, aside from affecting everybody, but it kind of put some delays on some things I was doing. But I've been very zen, very calm, because that's my nature. And in the crisis, I'm extreme. I should have been a paramedic. I am, like, the worse the situation is, the more focused, calm.
The more
just
calm
like my dad.
You are. Yeah.
I just like my dad.
Yeah.
I just go, like, this is what needs to be done, A, B, C, D, E. Just practical.
But then
like
what
that.
About the little things? Are you calm about the little things? Because a lot of people who are calm in the middle of a catastrophe don't handle the little things very well.
I can handle it all. I can
so
handle it all. Like a really the big
okay.
picture, and then the because I'm very detail-oriented, but I also have – like the great, like a mind to see the whole picture, and you break down what needs to be done, just like a paramedic does. You see a car accident, you know, you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You see the whole of the accident, and then you break down the responses to the step by step methodology. Mm. You know, very pragmatic. Mm. So anyway, I just kind of want to throw that out because my dad and I have that in common.
Okay.
So
the
whole
pandemic
hasn't really affected
where
me.
Where does it? Where does
really
the military come in? Do you understand
that
military?
That was his side of the family. He was not in the military, but he should have been.
It's his side of the family, and I still want to place brother because I never did. I don't understand why
wow.
I heard that. Was there a brother-in-law that was in the military? Who's the brother that's on the other side that is also trying to come forward?
Huh. A brother-in-law for my
dad's
side,
like, all of your dad's side. Yeah.
Yeah. That side of the family, which would be my mother's side, was very not military. They were like, I don't know. In fact, I don't think there was a single person in the military on my mom's side, but there's definitely inclination on my dad's side. Like his dad was a civil engineer in the Navy.
Right.
I almost went into the military,
okay.
So there's this very strong genetic kind of component on my dad's side for it, but not
mm-hmm.
my mom's. Yeah, so that's very interesting that way. I mean, there's like really distinctly different sides of the family in terms of like characteristics
mm-hmm.
that kind of get passed on, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, I hope that was comforting for you. It sounds like you have it all, you know, you're doing very well.
Yeah,
and
I'm doing
but just
great.
Know that
I'm
he does
great.
He is in your head about certain things, and and that's how he chooses to help from the other side.
Okay.
So well, thank you so much for calling.
Alrighty,
thank you.
Yeah,
for having me.
Have a good night, all right. Thank you.
Alrighty, Michelle. Well, that was definitely a great reading to end our show tonight. As we are all out of time already. Always goes by way too fast. But yes, we want to thank you again for being on here and for joining us tonight. And before we let you go, do you mind letting the listeners know the best ways one more time to get a hold of you or to find out more about you?
Sure, you can go to my website, which is MediaMichelle.com with one L, or you can visit Facebook and send me a private message.
Alrighty, very good, Michelle. Thank you for Yes. Well, thank you for that, Michelle. We hope you have a great week. Stay safe, and we look forward to talking to you the next time. All right?
Yes. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Okay, good night.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night. All right. That was Media Michelle Fletcher, everyone. We apologize to anyone who could not get on the air tonight, as the phone lines always do stack up very early. So next show, you can call in as early as 15 minutes before showtime, which is 6:45 Central, 7:45 Eastern. We hope you all have a great week out there. Stay safe. God bless you all, and we will look forward to seeing you the next time right here on Journey into the Light Radio.